whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, baby. Welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Did I get the date right today?
Yes, it's Friday. You've got it right.
You don't have to tell me twice. when it's a Friday, we're hours away from knockoff drinks for yet another week. But till we get there, big show. Clown of the week. Fuller's a good, Jane. Give us something.
Clown of the week.
Poo jogger. That'll do.
Okay.
In there. I think it's fair to say.
All right. Poo jogger. Mix GoFundMe. Give me something.
Wow. we'll have last week's winner, which was an incredible piece of machinery. It was a drone that delivered beer.
That's a good idea.
What about that? Wendell Saylor will be joining us to have a chat.
Fantastic.
It's all about the World Cup quarterfinal v England, all on the line. This could be a swan song for one particular coach. No. We'll get to the bottom of that.
I am so excited. I'm beside myself. The queen of rock and roll, Susie Quattro.
Susie Q.
We will speak with live on Kennedy Malloy.
Yes. Wow.
So stand by for that.
Cannot wait. And we'll play a tune of hers to help get us through the day. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to
Alan Border also.
Oh, did I mention Alan Border?
Yeah.
Jeez, he's a big show.
AB's
jeez Louise.
Coming in.
Hey, B, former test.
Yep.
Captain of Australia. There's no higher accolade. Oh. It's every boy's dream.
He's a good guy.
He's lived the dream. We like his style. We'll be able to talk about the World Cup T20 for both the men and the women. Tickets on sale. If not now, today or tomorrow, get in line and get it happening. Let's get the show on the road, though. Hello, all. We are broadcasting to you today from the brand spanking new studios in Brisbane.
We are. Beautiful day, of course,
and,
in Brisbane.
Thank you to all the Brisbane chapter of the patched the patched members of Brisbane Triple M. Hello, Dave. I didn't say hello to you.
How are you guys? It looks fantastic. They look very, very smart studios from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, they won't in 2 hours. There'll be a chalk outline on the carpet over here. There'll
be
a stain over there.
Yeah.
There'll be a corpse lying over there in
the corner.
I thought
you were going to say it could be a cork.
A what?
A cork.
What do you mean?
Oh, out of a bottle.
A bottle cork.
At least
glug,
one.
Glug, glug, glug,
glug. I can see one from where I'm sitting. It's Friday. You know
it
how we
Friday.
Roll. And we're up in Brisbane, of course, for the ACRAs, which is what? The Radio Awards.
They are. I don't know
ACRA doesn't sound
What's
great.
The acronym
sounds like you're clearing
ACRA?
Your throat.
It's Australian
Jay
Commercial Radio
oh,
Awards.
Sorry, Dave knows what it is.
Oh, sorry, mate. How many times have you been nominated?
Seven-time nominated, never won.
Dave, you're going to attend
yeah, I'll
on
be there
Saturday
tomorrow.
Night?
Yeah.
Now,
awesome.
Will you not embarrass us like you did last year?
Oh, yeah, you
when
got
you
blown
went
us.
On a drunken rampage, you pretty much tipped furniture over and tried to punch on with the locals.
I'm so sorry.
What did you do?
Oh, no, I think my drink was spiked. I think that's what it was, because I seem to get really drunk really quick. And I'm normally okay.
Who did you annoy? I mean, talk to, like, a lot. Like, did you sort of zone in? Was there any radio heroes that you, besides us?
No, yeah, of course. There was heaps of radio people there. I remember I sat next to Grant Blackley, who's the big head honcho of this network. So,
be very careful what you say about him.
I wouldn't have got anywhere near him in your state.
That was in the early part of the night.
Surprised you're still with us.
Well, there's no way we'll win anything now.
Hey, now, quickly, how did you go last night? At your valedictory dinner for your daughter.
Well,
It was
a beautiful night, and it was parents and kids at a table, and you were allowed to drink as well, but kids who are over 18 could have a drink.
Right.
Which I was very worried about.
Was it BYO or like?
No. This was a fancy function night.
And what did the kids drink? Is it Bacardi Breezes?
No, it was
Blackberry Nip.
Do you know what?
That's what it was in our day.
I had a Sauvignon Blanc hangover. Because I don't like Sauvignon Blanc.
This is a first world problem. Right here. Right, Amasala and Coke, that was a big drink when I was a kid.
No,
summer wine,
just,
is that what the kids are drinking?
Blackberry Nip, yeah, you said that one, yeah.
Blackberry Nip. And how'd you go? Now, I heard you with the topic of conversation. Everyone was arguing about where you fell in the Maxim Top 100.
Well, I was sitting next to a barrister, and he said, oh, I do have something to ask you. And I thought, oh, I wonder what interesting, insightful discussion this will be about. And he goes, Yeah, I'd complain about being number 87 on the Maxim list. I went, oh, my God, so proud.
He should sue on your behalf.
I'm quite happy with 87.
Did he propose a number? Did he suggest where you do fall on the spectrum?
No, I didn't put myself forward in that manner. I'm quite modest, you know. I was just happy to be there and happy to be higher than a few other people.
Yeah, not many. But... That's you were unfair. There, and you were up the order. You were two up from last year.
I was two up from last year. But it's, you know, it was a lovely night. So now I have a child. Oh, she's got exams to do, but I will have one child, only four to go, to leave school.
What a fantastic role model she's got. Her mum, on the night she's graduating, she knows my mum is number 87 on the Maxim's hot list. Well done, Jane. That's good parenting.
Thank you very much.
Well done to you. Well done to everyone. All right, here we go. Let's get stuck into it, Dave. Let's get the ball rolling when we come back. Clown O the Week.
You got it. Thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason, he's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Hey, you got that right, muchacho. God love Karcher and all the heavy duty work they do.
I cannot wait for the weekend to get the Karcher out.
Hey, now we say it can't always be Donald Trump, but can we just quickly give him a mention off the top?
Of course.
He's just announced that the next G7 meeting will be hosted at one of his own resorts in Miami.
But everybody accepts it. This is what I mean. It's just everybody kowtows to him.
People go, do you reckon he's making money off his presidency? He's just the biggest political conference in the world. Right. Well, it'd be the Mar-a-Lago Agreement.
That's a good name for it.
What is wrong with people? All right. Shall we get the ball rolling?
Yes, please. I'm actually proud.
Let's do it.
It's a female to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's about time.
And she's covered herself in glory this week. She's the talk of the town.
Careful how you say covered herself. Because it's the Sydney Poo Jogger.
Yes. And we all who know that is, don't we, Kerry Ann? Well, we had great fun on the show yesterday.
We did. And a lot of people are speculating, is it in fact Roxy herself, Roxy Jasenko, who had the vision and the footage of it? Let's just have a listen to what went on.
Sonia Kruger.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. It's a type of thing she.
No, I won't have that.
I think it might be Roxy herself. She loves the publicity.
I think it's Mercedes Colby, without a doubt.
I think it's Belle Gibson, the cancer con woman.
Look, if it was a fake turd,
she's gone from trying to heal you holistically to the bog and jog.
It's baffling the nation, and it's a real whodunit, and everyone's.
It is a whodunit.
I spoke to Fitzy, who's our big boss here yesterday. Yeah. Our big boss, he's suggesting we do a we do a Triple M poo jogger who drops off at a mystery event, you know, and you have to locate
You've
it.
Got like, to find them.
What was that thing we?
I'm trying
we
to look it up. His text.
It was pretty funny. We do that. Imagine if it started happening in Brisbane while all the radio stars are in Brisbane. Like if they start.
Is it like the Fugitive that we used to do? That
he says, the Triple M poo jogger. It's exactly like the Fugitive, only more shit. We'll send someone out during your show to one of the markets you broadcast to get, and if they get found, they get $1,000.
One lucky listener taking a dump. All right. Well, I'm into it.
Let's keep going.
Let's get it all on the road. Right. What about?
I know.
You go.
Me again.
Yes.
It's the Irishman who died at the funeral at the cemetery. They're putting the coffin in the ground.
This is good stuff. He's a good clown, this
he
guy.
Is a good clown.
He's
a, like they thought they'd have some nice Irish bagpipes. And then this is what popped up.
Hello. Hello. Let me out. Where the f are we? Hello. Hello. Let me out.
I love a bit of funeral humour. Never
so
goes astray.
I, and can't wait to do the same at my own.
May as well lighten up. What did you say you were going to do on my coffin?
Twerk.
You said I said, would you turn up?
I said, at the altar.
You said you were going to twerk on my coffin.
Yeah, in front of the reverend.
Yeah, all right. Sorry. Here we go. Hey, what about this bloke, Mitch March?
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Mitch March, our great cricketer.
He
got a bit annoyed.
He punched a wall.
Punched a wall.
It's unbelievable. So,
we
and
need
he's
those
out.
Hands, Mitch.
He's injured and he's out. And this gives me great hope for
don't
the future of the Australian cricket team. Here he is explaining what he did.
When you get out in cricket, sometimes your emotions can get better of you. It's a... pretty uncharacteristic of me to want to punch a wall. Pretty easygoing sort of bloke.
You think I'm uncharacteristic, Mitch?
Yeah.
No, that's not good. We don't want injured.
Not on.
Players.
Hey, we've got a few callers here. I can't read it.
Yeah.
Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. Hi,
yeah.
Who do you want to clown?
Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown you, Mickey.
Why?
Why? Well, I can't think what day. It might have been Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure, but you didn't know either.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I've got the audio if you wanted to hear it.
Have you? The opening to the show?
Yes. Have you got the audio?
Yeah. Let's this is Mick not remembering what day it was.
Shut up. Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition. Is it Tuesday?
No, Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Can we get the day right on
yes.
top of these sheets, please?
Oh, you're right.
You know me. I live in a temporal haze.
You do. It's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
The 16th.
Crikey. First thing printed for the day.
You had one job.
What about me?
And your needs.
Competition to make me look stupid.
Start again, Mick.
start again.
Everyone.
Yeah, start the cue up the music.
See me in my office after the show.
Here we go.
All right. It's like it never happened.
Here
we go.
All right.
No one will
pretend you're just listening
now.
Okay. Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition.
Oh, no.
Wednesday. 16th.
Do you want to start again?
Yes. Hello, Australia.
Welcome to the big Wednesday edition. Thanks, Jane. Here you go. We got to the bottom of it. Well, not my fault. People have been fired.
Hey, look, we should
I have so much
break.
On my mind.
We've got lots of clowns to go.
All right.
And give us a call
if you've got a clown
yourself.
Stay on the line to callers.
Yeah.
Give us a call
and
if
you
you're thinking about it.
Win yourself a Kartcha pressure
the
washer.
Wow. 133353, Australia.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
We've got Susie Quattro on the show a little later. That's right, Susie Q. We've got Alan Border, Wendell Saylor. This is a mammoth Friday show. Kennedy Molloy.
It certainly is mammoth, and we're in the middle of Clown of the Week.
Sure, I am.
And you have a chance to win one of the amazing Kartchas.
The Kartcha, it's on the line.
It is on the line.
Everything is on the line. Could be yours. Imagine that, proud owner. There we go.
And I would like to clown the Geelong University Hospital.
Okay. Yeah, they've had a classic. They've had a shocker.
This is actually...
This comes under the category of one job. You've
wow.
got one job, and that is... Well, why don't we let the news report tell us exactly. This
investigation
is
investigation is underway after the family of a dead patient was told he was alive and had been discharged from a Melbourne hospital. Relatives of 64-year-old Jeffrey Conway reported him as missing and spent a week looking for him before staff at Barwon Health in Geelong revealed... He was in the morgue. Police and the hospital have apologised to his family and are attempting to work out how the blunder occurred.
Oh, really? That'd go down well.
That's hilarious.
Sorry, you know your dad or your uncle or your brother or husband. You know how we said
he's dead,
he was
he's
missing?
Not. I'm going to use...
Yeah, sorry. We found him. Great.
Yeah.
Come down to the basement with me and I'll just pull this drawer open.
They tried to pretend he was alive by walking him around Weekend at Bernie's style. No, look, here he is. Look,
holy
he's waving
hell.
Goodbye.
That's outrageous.
Jeez Louise, don't get sick in the Geelong area, people.
Mm. I know. What about the new reality show, Mick?
This is one of my favourite new shows because I'm a meat eater. I'm a carnivore.
Yeah.
And this is a new woke kind of
reality show
designed to get people to stop eating meat, and they do it by getting you attached to your own pets. Let's have a listen.
Meet four meat-loving families.
I enjoy my meat a lot.
They're given farm animals to look after for 3 weeks.
I just want to hug them.
At the end of the 3 weeks, if they choose to continue eating meat, their animal will be killed.
Final decisions.
If they stop eating meat and embrace a vegetarian lifestyle, then their animal lives. Meet the Family is the heartwarming, life-affirming social experiment that will change the way you feel about meat forever.
fantastic. Oh, you know what I would do? I would torture them before I killed them.
Oh, that's an horrible
thing. Animals, and then keep eating meat.
I don't think it's the day to say that.
That is fantastic. Terrible. Why wouldn't you get involved in that show? You've made a campaign to get the Brady Bunch out here. Get me that. I want that show here in Australia.
That's a terrible show, and that's also manipulating children. And
I know, it's great. Hey, Michael's on the line. Michael, would you like to add?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Who do you want to clown?
Mate, he's one of your peers.
Who?
Mr. Alan Jones.
Mr. Alan Jones for going the blub, yeah?
Mate, Mr. Alan Jones, climate change denialist, number one. He was on TV the other night, buddy, tearing up about the drought.
He was crying about the farmers.
He nearly broke the drought with him. He cried so much. Let's have a listen.
Dear Mary, and I know that's not your name, we will fight because I have been exactly where the people of Burke are. My old man would be ashamed of me if I didn't fight. I can't speak for Canberra. Take a break.
All right, well done.
For God's sake. Well, speaking of going to
the
blub.
You don't see it often.
You don't.
Your sponsors must have many sponsors.
They're all gone. Hey, what about Prince Harry going to the blub?
Prince Harry, well, you're on it now.
Yeah. This was really distressing for me.
This was banging it on a bit. I don't quite buy this.
I don't know about banging it on. Let's have a listen to Prince Harry.
Just the notion that you're a father, why would that bring you to tears?
Oh, because, I don't know, it's Megan, and she'd been through a lot of drama and her own father and their relationship, don't you think?
Harden up, Harry. Have a listen.
My wife and I feel incredibly privileged to be able to join you once again at this year's World Child Awards. This year, it resonates in a different way, because now I'm a father. Last year, when my wife and I attended, we knew we were expecting our first child. No one else did at the time, but we did. And I remember.
I think you did a cry snort.
Why are you crying at the mention of your own child? Well, no one else knew, we did. Well, good on you, mate. Good on you for keeping a secret, like everyone else who's ever had a baby's had to do.
Who'd cry on the radio? It's
you.
Pathetic.
Oh, Jane.
You did yesterday. We're going to your daughter's valedictory dinner, and it all got a bit much for you. We were being very gentle and supportive with you. Yeah. Dave, have you got the clip?
It's, you do this to me.
Seriously, no, seriously. Jane, tell us how you feel. What did it mean to you today?
She's gone. Jane, that took like 19 seconds.
But I'm on edge.
You're on edge.
I was on edge.
Why were you on edge?
Oh, just because it's just everything was setting me off. Everything I looked at, every time
Your maximum rating had come out and you were 87. Yeah. The poo jogger was 84. It wasn't great. Con's on the line. Con, what would you like to add?
Hiya, guys. I'd like to clown the people at Maxim magazine.
Yes.
Oh, Con.
Who in their right mind put Jane Kennedy at 87. How dare they?
Oh, yeah.
Con.
Where would you have it, Con?
Top 10 at least, Mickey, with a bullet.
Oh, Con.
Oh, she's going to cry
Con,
again.
Con, you've won the Karcher.
Hang on a minute.
Yes,
hang
Con
on.
Wins.
Protest. Hang
See,
on.
Now I'm happy again.
Wait a minute.
Con, thank you for, you know
hang
what?
On.
I work with a whole bunch of guys and I need to have my self-esteem lifted and they won't do it.
You,
Whitney does it for me.
Con.
You boys won't do it. And I need to have some good, to feel good about myself. Con, thank you for doing that.
And
I know, it's
and
a crop.
Nitwits in front of her. How dare they?
Right, point. You've got your catcher.
Yeah.
Stay on the lane, Con.
Well done.
Stay on the line. We'll get your data.
Another happy home for the great catcher going Con's way.
Yes.
Great. Hey, guess what?
Well done.
The action keeps coming. When we come back, it's GoFundMe time.
We'll fund a very good idea.
Got an idea? Give us a ring. And thank you to Karcher too. It is life's most satisfying clean.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's a royal visit here in our Brisbane studios by head honcho. Who we've been referencing in the last couple of days.
We've Fitzy, been very respectful about you, Fitzy.
The big boss, the big cheese. How are you, Fitzy?
Oh, I'm great. I want to have a copy of the Batman soundtrack.
we played Fitzy's first ever air check. You got a little taste there, have you, Dave?
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney.
It's a Veronica.
Really slick.
Quite up the record. How old were you?
I was 15 years old. That was 15? My first.
15?
Yeah, I was on a Sunday night after I had to go to school, year 10 at Kelso High School in Bathurst the next day. And it didn't make me any cooler.
It didn't make you any cooler.
Breaking child law.
Were you doing that in your school uniform?
Yeah. No, because it was after that was on the Sunday. But I did do shifts in my school uniform.
Very funny stuff. Do you sound like Johnny Farnham? Like Johnny.
Little Johnny Farnham.
Yes, little Johnny. Yes, that's who you sound like.
Anyway, you've come a long way. What happened to that sweet little boy?
Yeah. Wow.
He seemed like a nice fella.
I know.
Look at the monster standing beside me who's stroking a white cat.
It looks like you're going to say something, Fitzy. What do you want to say?
Oh, look, I came in not to have the piss taken. I came in, but I wanted to say it off air, but I can't speak to him because he's in Melbourne and you're in Brisbane. Dangerous Dave. Well, tomorrow night at the Radio Awards.
Oh, no.
You're on notice, mate. You need to curb your drinking, okay?
It was horrific last year.
Out of control. He's like Barney from The Simpsons.
Dangerous Barney. That's what I'm going to call him. I swear to you, he did wander in to have that direct chat with Dave,
yeah.
And we thought we'd do it. And by your way, your poo jogger idea is gaining traction.
Well, they love it in Adelaide. The guys in Adelaide love it.
They're fantastic.
Do they have a category for you at the Acras, like for your job?
No.
Why
no,
not?
No. It's because my reward is working with you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day.
All right,
well, just, are we going to dinner tonight?
Yes.
I'm not paying.
This is
it's something.
Mix in charge of the wine list, Fitzy.
Bring your corporate credit card. Bring a couple. Hey, right. Fitzy. All right, here we go. It's time for Mix Go
Fund Me.
Jane, up today, $500 and a DeWalt.
Yeah. I'm seeing, in the time we've been speaking with Fitzy, some really good ideas have come through.
Let's go, but let's start with last week's winner. Let's have a listen.
It's a drone drink tray for stadium.
Oh.
And pay for your drinks through the app on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you put in what stadium you're at,
yep.
What your seat number is,
yeah.
Delivers the drink straight to you and takes the empties away and you don't have to move.
And that was fully funded.
And it was an excellent idea, and we hope that that gets up.
We do.
Let's meet the cricket.
Because that's it. We give you the money. We expect you to tip it into funding your big idea. Let's see what Darren's working on. Darren, you need some money for what?
It's a first world problem, but frustrating nonetheless. A hot pillow in summer.
What about it? Why were you inventing a hot pillow?
Yeah.
No, I can't sleep with a hot pillow. I'm constantly flipping it over to get to sleep.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to invent the chillo.
Now, I really like the name, but tell me what your idea is.
What's the chillo?
How does it work?
So it's just a pillow that's going to keep you cool during the night.
But how does it keep you cool?
Well, I tried to put a freezer block in my pillow, and that was disastrous.
It was uncomfortable.
Very wet.
It was.
Darren.
I woke up with frozen earlobes.
Yes, right. So what's the answer? What's the technology you need?
There's a cooling mat for pets made out of gel. And I thought you'd make that into a pillow.
I really hate bursting people's bubbles, but I have bought online. It is a cooling pillow.
You're a dream killer.
Yeah.
And it's the same technology that you use when you have an injury and you want a cold pack. And you snap it, and it immediately goes cold. Oh, and I bought about four of them.
That'd be good for you after a big night. That would be.
That's not why I got it.
I bet you it is.
But Darren, I like your idea of thinking. You've just got to really work on that technology.
I would like one of those in a beanbag. Can I get one of those in a beanbag?
Bot.
Well, I'm working on chill underpants.
And again, why?
Well,
why do you need cold undies?
Just to keep my boys cool. Okay, for everyone at home, that's a very, very,
very dark
look from Jane. Uninterested. Slight eye roll.
No, not slight. Massive eye roll.
All right, I like it. Sean, let's take Sean. Thanks, Darren. Sean, what's your big idea?
This one was inspired by Dangerous Dave. It's an alarm for your phone or an alert system for your phone. So if it ever hears a woman say specific words, it'll set off an alarm.
So, for example,
if she ever hears, I don't want anything for my anniversary. Bing, 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 bing. No, yes, want something for her anniversary. If she ever says the words, fine, do what you want. Bing, 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 bing. Do not do what you want.
Hey, Sean, this has enormous potential. Yes.
Because we are idiots, and it's just a reminder that you're in dangerous territory.
This is a win-win as far as I'm concerned. Very good idea. Wow. I've got to say you're the front runner at this stage.
Good on you, Sean. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break and come back. Stay on the line. Yeah. All I can see on my board is brilliant ideas. Yeah, I wish I could fund them all.
Mix GoFundMe.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix GoFundMe could win yourself $500 and also an 18-volt brushless hammer drill kit worth $500 thanks to DeWalt, which is guaranteed tough.
It's a big haul, and it'll go to someone out there with a great idea. We've already had the chillo, which Jane has suggested.
Well,
it's not the original
idea. I've got a pillow chiller.
And an app that alerts you when your wife says certain things that you need to know. That's probably the clubhouse leader at the moment, but who knows? There's
this
plenty
could
more.
Be it.
Here comes Brian. Hello. Brian, $500 and a DeWalt on the line. What's your big idea?
Oh, my idea is an alarm clock that wakes you up with the smell of bacon.
Hang on.
Is it because that smell is just so tantalising?
Oh, this is gold.
There you go.
Every time you so in the kitchen, it wakes you up every time.
Instead of making like a beeping sound, it just goes chhhht and sprays bacon essence at you.
Yes.
Wow. Egg and bacon?
Well, you can do
egg and bacon. You can have waffle.
Hey,
it comes in egg and bacon, waffle, and...
Oh, different flavours.
Toasted cheese sandwich.
Or raisin toast, even.
There we go.
Brian...
Whatever gets you out of bed.
You're onto something there, I tell you, but Mark might have another idea that's very competitive. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I've got a door that converts into a ping pong table in your house.
You've spent a bit of time living in dorms, haven't you?
Wheel it out, play beer pong. What about all those people in apartments? They can't just rush down to the garage.
No, they can't.
The table, you know,
and who can have a ping pong table? They're so big.
You know.
Have you ever done it, Mark? Have you ever just taken the door off the hinges and had a hit?
Well, I'm trying to set it up. We've got to get some special hinges to set it up.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you've really thought about this. So, therefore, I say it's, you know, you're in the running for that one as well. I think that's a very good idea.
Is it?
Yes.
What's its special point of difference?
Because generally people who want to play ping pong are young and student-y.
And drunk.
Yeah, well, they don't have the means to have a big house to be able to have a wrecked.
So they break their bond and they take the door down.
Sure.
When it's up as a door, does it still look like a ping pong table? Does it have? Is the net still
on
it?
Wouldn't it? Yeah,
probably.
Where do you keep the bats?
In the drawer.
You hang them on the hooks.
You have them on the walls like the flying ducks.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We'll sort it out. That's pretty good. Thank you.
Mark, I apologise. I may not have given that idea.
I think you might have been a bit harsh.
Enough credit.
All right, let's go to Ben. Ben, what's your idea? And I see the word golf, and that will appeal to Mickey. Go ahead.
Yeah, just done a house extension, built a big enough space to put in a golf simulator.
Oh.
So, hang on. So that's, you just give $500 to go towards your golf simulator?
You've done it yourself, have you, Ben?
Have you done it
yourself?
Yeah, I own a builder on the extension, yeah.
But you've got no big idea. You just want money for a golf simulator.
Yeah, well, then you can get people around and hustle them out of money.
Do you know what,
Ben?
You're in the running.
Oh,
I like the chutzpah.
I know
he's not bringing the towel, but...
I knew, Ben, you're...
I like making dreams come true, and that... If that helps, Ben, cross that line.
All right. What about
so you can play golf simulator and then take the door off the hinges and have a bit of table tennis. There's your man cave.
Sounds good.
She's going nuts.
Suzanne, let's go to Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne.
Simone, is it?
Hi. No, it's Suzanne.
All right. Yes.
Don't get someone's angry at Suzanne for a proper name.
Someone's crappy writing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What's your idea?
Have any of you guys lost a pair of glasses any time?
Oh, well, don't speak to Mick about that. Yes, all the time he does.
So why? Yes. How do you stop that?
What's the answer?
I do it all the time. I want to invent a chip that you put in, it fits into the glasses when they're made, and then you have an app which you can find your glasses when you lose the little
button. Genius. Genius idea, Suzanne.
Okay. Well, we're onto this. But that may well happen. If you can develop the technology for that chip, I'm going to put it in a golf ball. Can we take a couple more of these? I like it.
And men to find their wallet and their car keys.
Oh, no, that doesn't happen.
Yes, it does.
Tim's on the line. Tim, what's your big idea?
Yeah, I want to get a
smoking venue called a puffatorium.
For all the faggers in the world.
Well, this is what's required, by the way. Give
Where does
us something.
Go? Is it portable?
How does it work?
No, it's just a venue, it's a room, and you can smoke like stogies, reefers, hookers, racehorses, El Supremos, whatever you want to smoke. Everyone in there is smoking. You're watching the cloud of smoke come down from the ceiling, just like it used to be before political
He's getting nostalgic, Thomas. And the bouncer's got like an electronic voice box. Sorry, can't come in. Sorry, mate. Gonna have to ask you to leave. All right, Tim, we like it. We've got time for one more.
Yeah, I think we got Samir.
Hi, how are you?
Well, very good. What's your big idea, mate?
It's a reverse car horn. So if someone is behind you and he honks at you, he or she honks at you, you can honk back at them.
Like a bit of a fart comes out the back.
That's good.
You can honk the guy behind you.
Not bad.
Oh, well, I'll honk you, mate, out the back.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's been a late rush at this, Jane. There's a few there. I'm going to let you choose tonight.
That's
$500
$500 and the DeWalt. Worth $500 too.
Okay, well, I've got to think of the sisterhood. Oh. So I think Sean.
Sean, it is.
Sean, you went with your app that alerts you when a wife says certain things and doesn't mean it. She really does mean it.
That's a good idea, Sean. Are you on the line?
I don't know if my wife's going to be happy with that or not.
Well, you've got an alert that'll let you know if she's happy or not. So good on you, mate, and well done to all our callers today. Yeah. Top stuff.
You've got yourself $500, Sean, and the DeWalt hammer drill kit, which is brushless. It's 18 volt and it's worth $500 as well. A DeWalt guaranteed tough. Mix go find me back next Friday. But up next, it's Wendell Saylor joining us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Who is our next guest?
A scene laid back. And that's hurt me in the past. In my career, I hopped from one top job to another.
Maybe you know him from these hits. I'll be riding It's time to unmask our favourite rhino again. And welcome back to the show. Wendell Saylor.
Oh, my God.
Yes, friend of the show.
Wendell, we get to call you the big rhino now. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's what my wife's been calling me.
Oh, okay. A bit of that rhino powder not required in the boudoir.
You're funny.
Hey, Wendell, because obviously the show's going quite well at the moment. Even like I'm just walking around going to Beach Touch, I reckon more kids today remember me from obviously the Rhino stuff, Mask Singer, rather than playing football.
Well, it's football we want to talk to you about
we
today.
Don't forget about
because
that.
The World Cup is on and it is crunch time. Tomorrow night, quarterfinal against England. This is do or die, and possibly, Michael Checker's last game as coach should he not get across the line. There's lots at stake here, right?
Oh, there's plenty at stake here. Look, England, you know, they've played some pretty good football the last couple of years, but more importantly, they've beaten us the last six times. And Eddie Jones has been, you know, they've played rugby together at Green Week and stuff, but Eddie Jones is so good at the mind games, so he's just trying a few little, you know, grenades out there. He knows what England can do, but also, there's a lot of pressure on England too, but we love to beat the Poms. So hopefully,
can I say this? The Poms aren't the All Blacks either, so there's a, you know, they're doable. And Eddie Jones, he loves beating Australia, but I tell you what, it just feels like it's time. It feels like we'll get in their kitchen and go cocoa bananas. It's been a fantastic World Cup, and there's been so much operation, including the home side, Japan, have captured the hearts and imaginations of most of the world,
Oh, Japan, they've been fantastic. Obviously, there's a fair few expats there. They're obviously not all, you know, Japanese, I suppose, players, but I think, you know, obviously visa and stuff. But you see one nation just come together, and it reminded me so much of South Africa 95 after the apartheid. They sort of, just got on board. I know South Africa is obviously, you know, they're obviously a superpower of rugby, but Japan, you can't help but want Japan to keep going and go well. I think last World Cup, obviously South Africa, they got beaten by Japan. So the Japanese, you know, the home side,
they're
obviously going into this one for sure.
And it's a great brand of football that they play.
And the Japanese love their rugby, don't they, Wendell?
Yeah, well, you know what they're so good at? Look, you know you've got to be a tough style of rugby team to sort of be competitive at the top, but they play such a nice, structured, sort of skillful game, and it's very nice to watch what they do, you know.
I think they scored three or four tries against Wales, and Wales came back but couldn't run them down. They beat Ireland in the first game, and the Irish were ranked number one at the start of this tournament. So I can't help but want the cherry blossoms to go really well.
Yeah. Hey, Wendell, you played at, you represented Australia in Union. Yeah. You also did so in league. I want to ask you about an incident involving the couple of Storm players on an end-of-season trip in Bali. Here's the latest news as we speak that's breaking.
The NRL has just released a statement. Nelson Asofa-Solomona, that incident in Bali, he has been suspended for 3 matches and handed a suspended $15,000 fine. So he'll miss New Zealand's upcoming test matches against Great Britain and Australia.
Wow, that seems like a tough fine. Can I ask you, Wendell, without specifically about this incident, which you don't know much about, can you tell us what it's like to be a young NRL player on an end-of-season trip in a place like Bali?
By the Aussies.
How do you go? I mean, are you a target? This is a pretty sad outcome, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. I think the climate's changed so much where, you know, back in the day, you go and have a good time, not just there, but anywhere. And I think social media is the big thing. Now, you have a look at it. The person who recorded that, you know, you could always hear about a fight happen or this happened here and there, but when someone's got footage of it, and all of a sudden, you know, Channel 9 and obviously, you know, the media stations, everyone picks it up, Telegraph or whatever, it's all there. I understand he was sticking up for a mate, and unfortunately, I think after the NRL's had what they've had the last couple of years, but I've been in those situations a few times. It's tough now. The game's changed so much. I don't know how you can walk away from that. If I was in this position and that happened to one of my mates, I know what I'd be doing. I don't condone violence.
No.
I walk away from that situation.
Yes.
It's just an incredible amount of pressure on young guys who are target.
It'd be too unfair to start banning trips away for team players, wouldn't it?
They're young men. They've earned a reward and they're entitled to it. It breaks my heart to think that it's going to cost him a test berth. Hey, thanks for joining us.
I think it's three
test berths.
That's tough.
But not just, you know, Brayton Astor from Fox Sports, he was over there. He was with them the whole time. Well, not the whole time, but that day.
Yes.
And he reckons they were great. He reckons they took photos, they were great. You don't mind doing it to people.
Yep, they were patient.
As always.
Now, on to the big one. The Masked Singer, the final. People are saying it's between Rob Mills, the Wolf, Cody Simpson, the Robot, and Georgie Coghlan, the Monster.
What are you doing? Yeah. Do you know this to be true, Wendell?
Mate, I reckon your guess is... I knew the first two. No, I didn't know them, but you can guess by
You've got a feeling, because I know it's very... Yeah. They've been very clandestine, and they're not letting anybody know.
And that's what we know now. The Robot's been great. I reckon the Robot, he's been great. Cody Simpson, he's been good. But you sort of... Everyone's going for, like, the Monster, you know, the quiet...
She's doing a lot of desperate, sad songs.
Yeah, the sad songs might get. But I love, like, Rob Mills has been great too.
The Wolf with his howling.
Naming them now, aren't we?
Hey, you should have been the Wolf, in fact, but Rhino's pretty tough.
The Wolf and me, I don't think we'll go together. That's probably not where I want to be, Steve.
Hey, Wendell.
Thanks for the chat. Just before we go, I'm in your hometown of Brisbane. I've got a night up my sleeve. Where should I be heading?
If I was you, anywhere down the valley, you can't go wrong.
I'll take that on board. Mm. Good on you, mate. Thanks for swinging by. As I said, tomorrow night, kickoff is 6:15 in Melbourne and Sydney, 5:15 Brisbane. Get around your telly, go down the pub, watch it. It's Aussies
support
on the line.
Your country.
Coming up next, Susie Quattro. She's in the building and she'll be on Kennedy Malloy next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's the last one for the week, and then we all get to go cocoa bananas. But first, coming up, it's Week in Review, Jane Kennedy.
It is indeed, and we'll go through how outstanding I really was during the week.
It should be
and
short,
how you
then.
Let us down.
Alan Border, former Australian cricket captain, will be on to talk about...
Excellent.
Tickets now available for
That's
T20
great.
World Cups, both men and women. Get around it. That should be entertaining. Lots to talk to one of the greats of the Australian game. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But first, let's catch up with this chick.
Our next guest, Susie Quattro, has sold over 55 million records and is one of rock's true trailblazers.
She was the first.
She had the audacity to play the bass and play it very bloody well. And she also had the audacity to wear leather clothes and kick ass.
Since the 70s, she's been touring, releasing albums, appeared in the iconic Happy Days.
What are you doing in these parts?
Well, we're looking for a job.
And now she returns to Australia to perform her greatest hits and tracks from her new album, No Control, nationally later this month. Now the Queen of Rock joins us on the show. Please make welcome Susie Quattro.
Wow. Yeah.
It's going to take all my strength not to scream and bow down before the Queen of Rock and Roll, Susie Quattro. Welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Susie.
We're really good. Susie, it was 1974. I was given an album called Explosive Hits 74. Can I run through a few of the tracks that were on this album?
Sure.
There was ZZ Top with LaGrange. There was The Lardy Dars with Too Poop to Pop.
Oh.
Blue Suede with Hooked on a Feeling. But my all-time favourite was Susie Quattro with Devil Gate Drive. And that is when, in 1974, I decided to pick up a guitar and play. So to all the female guitar players in the world, we salute you and thank you.
Thank you, but I'm a bass player.
I know you're a bass player. I know you're a bass player. And in those days, it was hard to sort of for me to get hold of a bass. Great bass players, Paul McCartney being another great one.
Yes.
I was sort of starting guitar at an early age. How old were you when you first picked up a guitar?
Well, I started on bongo drums at 7. Then I went to classical piano, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Then classical piano. And then I went to percussion in the school orchestra. And then at 14... I taught myself bass guitar, so I've been playing bass guitar for 55 years now.
Well, that's amazing. What I'm also interested in the fact is that so many great rock and rollers have a classical background. Would you agree?
I don't know how many of them do. It's good if you learn, if you learn properly an instrument, because then it's your gateway to anything that you do want to learn. So, yes, I'm really glad I know piano. I can read and write piano and percussion.
Amazing. You were from a musical family, an Italian background, and was
wait,
music
wait,
a part
wait,
of
wait,
you?
Italian, Hungarian.
Oh, and Hungarian. Oh,
I can hear my mother. My mother is shouting. Don't you forget about me.
Of course, and that's true. And you grew up in Detroit. Another reason why I've modeled myself on you, I spent some time living in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah.
Because my dad worked for the Ford Motor Company and your dad worked for General Motors.
Oh, right.
There you go. So this is where I see I have based myself
on. It's getting a bit stalkery now, isn't it, Susie? Wow. It's starting to get a little creepy.
That's unusual.
The only thing is, you wore leather better than I ever could.
On that note, can I ask, what was the moment you decided to bung on the leather jumpsuit? Because the jumpsuit is synonymous and it's an outrageous choice to make. How did you stumble across that decision?
I wanted to wear leather from actually 1968 when I saw Elvis's comeback special.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, wow.
And so I wanted leather. And then when it came time to get my outfit for the first a single, Can the Can, and I insisted with the record company on leather. I just said, I want to wear leather. He didn't like it. And then he said, okay, because I'm the one that you can talk out of anything. I make up my mind.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then he said, what about a jumpsuit, which I thought was logical. I had no idea it was going to be sexy. Is that the dumbest thing you ever heard? I just thought it was.
Because you knew it was you.
It's just perfect. It's just you go, I get it. The picture's complete. Yeah. Where are the original jumpsuits? Do you have them? Are these in museums somewhere? Mm. I mean, these are, when you see all these art auctions of Keith Richards' guitars and all this stuff, I would have thought this would be
Smithsonian or something.
Smithsonian. Exactly right.
Somewhere.
Where are they?
They're at various places. Music history.
History museums.
No, they're at the Hard Rocks, they're at the museums, and I've given quite a few to charity, my early ones.
Yeah.
But now in my ego room at home, there's a whole, I have an ego, everybody should have
an ego room.
What's the secret dirty hidden
ego room? Absolutely, and I've got a whole rack of them in there.
That's a great idea.
As you should.
They only last about 1 or 2 years and then you got to get a new one made. Because,
of course.
Yeah, the wear and tear. Yeah.
We're telling us off air that this is it 37th tour?
Yeah.
Susie, that's got to be a record
that's
in the Rock and Roll Hall of
that's
Fame.
Of Australia.
I don't think any artist, I don't think any other international artist has come to Australia that many times.
But we want you back and we love you so much. That must be buzzy for you to, you know, have us, you know, love you so much.
No, it's great.
I remember the first time I ever was aware of you touring Australia, I was watching a news article and it was in Melbourne and it showed you getting off the airplane at Melbourne and being escorted by bikies. A bikie club had met you and escorted you from the airport into town. Do you remember that tour?
Sure, sure. That was my first one here. That was fantastic. And they took us all the way to the downtown hotel. I can't remember the name of the hotel right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, they
probably the Southern Cross, I imagine.
I can't remember what it was. It was a nice hotel. Mm. But they didn't just drop me off at the hotel. They came into the lobby. So, the reception, so they were going, welcome, and then, oh.
Susie, we want to keep talking with you.
We'll talk about the doco. We want to talk about
your doco, Susie Q documentary, and also the album that you've written with your son.
Yes.
An amazing feat, Susie Quattro.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's quite unbelievable being in the Kennedy Malloy studios and looking at the woman herself, Susie Quattro, on Kennedy Malloy. Hey, by the way, Susie's It's Only Rock and Roll tour is coming all over Australia for all our listeners in Perth at the Regal Theatre, October 27 and 28. Rockhampton, our listeners there at the Great Western Hotel on the 30th of October. Then the Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Melbourne, Newcastle, Sydney. We'll put all the details on our Facebook and our socials as well, but susiequattro.com. You don't want to miss this and the new record, No Control, which is out now, which was co-written
and produced
by your son.
No, not by my son, by the both of us.
Oh, of course. I beg your pardon, Susie.
You better beg my pardon.
Yeah. Tell us about the experience of working with your son, Susie.
Who's this upstart? What's he like?
I'm going to go smack him in a minute. He wanted to write with me for a very long time, very, very long time, and it didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right. Then all of a sudden he said, Mom, I need to write with you, which meant he was ready. And three demos in the studio, I realized we were making a very serious rock album. Mm. But he was clever because he pushed my Susie Quattro button. He actually said to me, I want to remind you of who you are.
Oh, man, that's exactly
so
it.
So I grounded him and then we did it.
That's right. Yes.
Susie, a wonderful documentary called Susie Q, and it is your story. And it's actually made by Melbourne-based director Liam Firminger and producer Tate Brady. And this has been shot over 4 years. What's it like traveling with a documentary crew?
Well, you know, I will say that this has been going ballistic. That the rave reviews from the highest brow newspaper to the lowest, people are going crazy. Only because of one thing, because I insisted from day one with Liam that it was the truth.
Yeah.
And right. I said, even if I cringe,
people aren't brave enough to do that.
Oh, no, I am. I was not interested. I said, funny thing to my son, I said, I wasn't interested in Talking Heads saying how wonderful I am. But funny enough, Talking Heads are in there saying how wonderful you are.
And some pretty famous Talking Heads, including Alice Cooper, Joan Jett, Deborah Harry, Henry Winkler.
What have they ever done? Susie, can I say this? I would like to see that doco because I've only just spoken to you for a short time now, but I get the idea you've got a pretty good bullshit meter.
Are you kidding me?
We're not going to die wondering what you're thinking, and I think it's a great way to engage the world, so I'm sure there'll be some huge moments
and
in this.
If you ask me a question, I will give you an answer.
Correct.
Okay. But Susie, has that got something to do with your longevity in the business and that because you just won't stand for anyone pulling the wool over your eyes or sucking up to you or doing anything like that, you tell it like it is?
I just don't even see it. If you ask me how I kicked down the door for females, it's because I didn't see the door.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Okay.
Do you get great enjoyment? I mean, I know it's just part of who you are, but do you give you a great thrill to see women and how they're progressing in the field, the male-orientated field of rock and roll these days?
I don't do gender. By the way,
okay.
I don't really do gender.
You must be proud slightly of
to be the first one through the wall.
Mm. To be a pioneer in a field. Still, I know.
Many women will say, you know, we've got many Australian artists and from bass players to guitarists to musicians, singers, front women of bands, and every one of them would put you right up there as a mentor, whether you knew it or not.
No, I didn't know I was doing it. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I was just being who I am. But I think when you look at it in hindsight, which I can do now, that it needed somebody like me to do that because I wasn't up there doing gender as such.
Yeah.
You were just doing what you knew you were good at.
Exactly. And this is what worked.
You know, you are about to embark on another tour. Do you just still love getting on stage? Is that your natural habitat? What can people expect from Susie Q on this tour?
Well, it's stripped back. I've got a 5-piece band, including me, so it's kind of like what you signed up for in the first place. You're going to be getting, it's a 2-hour show with a 15-minute interval, so you're going to be getting, at some point, the clothes you want to see. You're going to be getting all your favorite hits. You're going to be getting, everything, all your favorite album tracks right up to the current album. There is some surprise. But when you see the 2-hour Susie Quattro show, you get entertained.
That's what we want from our Susie Q. We are so thrilled
to have you on our show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And we wish you all the best. Welcome back to Australia. We hope to see you for many more tours to come.
Thank you very much, guys.
Susie Quattro, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have former Australian Test captain, one of the greats, one of my favourite cricketers, spent many an hour in front of the telly or at the MCG watching him at his place of work, in his natural habitat, going about the business of leading Australia to another
bloody great award night named after him.
I love this bloke. It's Alan Border. How are you, Alan?
I'm going really good. Thanks, Mick.
Jane here too. Big fan, big fan.
A big fan. We'll get straight into what you're announcing today. And this is extraordinary. It's the T20 World Cup tickets have gone on sale for both the men's and women's. Is this today? Am I right, Alan?
Yeah, it started today. I think it's 100 days out from when the girls sort of get their 2020 World Cup going, and the men are not till October.
They've won 4 times, the girls. There's an extraordinary test one day and T20 team. They're so entertaining to watch. So get along. Now, what about the blokes? We haven't jagged one yet, Alan. It's interesting for you because the T20 World Cup didn't exist in your day. You got us our first ever World Cup.
It wasn't around. I mean, I would love to have had a crack at 2020. I mean, I grew up with a traditional game, you know, trying to hone your skills to sort of survive rather than just go down and smash all over the place. I'd love to have played 2020 cricket, but the girls have been brilliant. We've got a very good female side together now. Probably 4 or 5 of the girls are going to end up on our sort of best ever list, so wonder they're doing well in all the forms of the game.
It's interesting testimony. When I started watching, I didn't really watch a lot of the T20 women's, and now if it's on, I watch it because they are bloody brilliant, and they smack the suitcases out of that ball. And you're right, there are superstars all over the joint. So what about the blokes? Can you read the riot act? Can you get in there and let them know it's time to pull the finger out and get one for the lads?
Yeah, well, it is time. I mean, we've had. Like, we're a bit slow starting the 2020 arena, but we've got the Big Bash happening now, which is a runaway bestseller. Yep. So we should be getting better and better at the 2020 game. I suppose it's just trying to get the right combinations together. What we've been doing is just trying to pick, obviously our best cricketers, but are they the guys that are playing a lot of 2020 cricket, more of a 2020 specialist side? So we've got to get that selection issues right.
Yeah, we love hearing your commentary too. So you're the Fox cricket expert commentator.
Does that go together, does it?
Did I get that right? I'll take that cash fee later from you, AB.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Right, you're doing a great job, Alan. And are you still getting time to get on the links and hit the golf ball around?
Yes. I was down your way, not so long, Kingston Heath, for the Red Dust guys.
For the Red Dust. You're a Red Dust ambassador, which I am too. And I think it's been poorly designed because my ball never seems to be on the fairway.
Hey, do people ask you? Do they say, "What are you playing off? What's your handicap?" Is it really annoying when people ask you that?
Well, they expect me to be like Phil Mickelson, but unfortunately, I haven't quite mastered the game of golf. A very frustrating game.
Mate, it is, and you've got to have time to do it. And you're a busy man, we know.
Yeah, you can't be a world champion at everything, okay?
Settle down.
Hey, mate, can I ask, do you ever get the sticks out? Do you ever get the bat out? Do you play at any level, even for a bit of fun or down the beach? Do you ever go?
No. but I've got 2 boys that play, and especially my youngest bloke, he's still living at home, so we go down the nets every now and then. I throw him balls, but he has a nasty habit of hitting it straight back at me, and I can't get out of the road.
Is that just weird playing with your son?
Alan, you're a great bloke, you're a great ambassador, and thank you for your contribution to Australian cricket. Oh, you're embedded in so many great memories of mine. T20 tickets, World Cup today, men and women's on sale. Go down, get involved. It's just non-stop entertainment. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
T20WorldCup.com. That's where you get your tickets from. Yes, the great Alan Border joining us there. More to come. Stay with us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Well said, Dangerous Dave. Great moment for us here on the show as we welcome our first female listener who loves to get behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado.
We've had Susie Quattro, who led the path for women. Emily, you are our Colorado owner who's leading the path for chicks around Australia. Tell us about your wonderful car.
Oh, it's a 2013 Colorado and I absolutely love it. Oh,
well, what made you choose the Colorado?
I just think they're a great bit of kit all round and
And now do you and the girls get together and go away for the weekend in the Colorado?
Yeah. So my best mate actually started up a group called the Girls 4x4 and I helped them run it. So,
like the name.
On the weekends we organise groups and we do charity runs and we sort of all get together and build each other up and we all go really together.
That's awesome.
Emily, this is a great story and I love the way you roll. I'd like to meet all the girls and I'd love to come out with you on one of your 4x4 Colorado weekends. That would be top shelf in all departments.
Love it.
Do you get out a few? What's the drink of choice after you've sort of course, parked the car? You're not driving with it. You all get together, the chicks.
Either a Great Northern or a Jack Daniels myself.
Oh,
talking my language.
You're my perfect.
How would you like to sit around the campfire with that?
Are you
that
single? Hey, Emily, you are unbelievable. You're a great member of the Holden Colorado family. We enjoy speaking to you all. What's your plans for the weekend?
Headed out to Boat Harbour out near the Shire. I'm going to take the car out onto the beach and have a barbecue.
Bang.
Everything sounds so good.
I'd love your life.
Tell you what, we'll swap numbers, Emily. Yeah.
Good on you, Emily.
Well
Thanks for being part of it. Well done, Holden Colorado. Another happy customer. Your work here is done.
Holden.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a fantastic week of radio and what we do at the end of the week on a Friday around this time, we bundle it all together and we call this the Week in Review.
We started off the week with an incredible live performance in our studio from one of the country's great live acts, Grinspoon. Can't get started.
Happy to hear you're back on the road.
We are.
The last tour, we were able to like have some fancy tricks, but I kept on going, can we have this? And they're like, no, we can't afford it. I'm like, can we please?
Does it involve going to Spotlight and getting stuff?
And while we had the boys here, Mick was keen to gauge their interest on his 7-year-old son Lenny's song lyrics.
The song is called I Farted, It Tickled. I farted, it tickled, my butt made a pickle. It made another, but it was hot and it was bubbly, so I didn't do it again.
Oh, there's definitely a song there.
As you can see, like father, like son.
John Lennon-y.
The apple hasn't fallen far from that tree.
Jane was excited to hear this Bunnings announcement.
You can shop from home and have items delivered to your doorstep.
But you don't get the experience of going, you know.
I just get cranky old people saying, well, I wouldn't know how that works.
Oh, Jane. They're the most knowledgeable people
and
on
boy,
earth.
And boy, can they bang on.
Helpful.
Yeah, well, I go, hurry up. Don't need to hear about your family.
After Scott McLaughlin's controversy, Bathurst win, our resident supercar fave, Dave Reynolds, delivered his usual honest appraisal of things.
Basically, in a
diplomatic way.
That's called match fixing. They sacrifice people in their team to get an upper hand for their other car.
Where are you as we speak?
But I literally just drove from Bathurst to Melbourne.
Hope you weren't holed up behind the safety car.
Too soon?
Tom Gleisner had this suggestion for next year's event.
I reckon Bathurst could do with its own celebrity race, but strictly for celebrities who've lost their license in the past.
Oh, who would the lineup be?
You'd have Paulini on the starting grid. Warney, Delta, and Julie Goodwin can come up the.
Oh, fantastic. Nolsey's got to be
Nolsey's
there somewhere.
And last man standing.
Absolutely.
Instead of pit stops, it's a bottler.
In fact, if you know that it's happening next year, you've got 12 months to lose your license.
Just to get in it.
Just putting out.
A new female poo jogger arrived on the scene in Sydney.
In a pink jacket with a blonde ponytail.
If it keeps taking off, it should possibly be considered as an Olympic event. This guy, Kipchoge, he's just broken the world record.
Oh, yeah.
First marathon under 2 hours. That's Let's see you do that and snap one off.
And somehow, respected journalist Lee Sales was accused of involvement.
You cannot imply the great Lee Sales.
I just want to hear from Lee.
First of all, do you jog, Lee?
Can you count for your whereabouts?
That would be better than the Masked Singer, Dave.
We uncovered black box recordings of the first on-air ships from Dave.
4:08 with David Williams in the chair for you for the next couple of hours. Great to have you along.
Our boss, Fitzy.
PDI215 is the winner. Not the winner, sorry. Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker.
And Jane on air in the 80s with Bernie Britton.
It's your last day today doing this shift.
It is too.
You go to afternoons.
Yes, I did. I start that on Monday, which is really fantastic.
So you've basically bulldozed your way in.
No, we were having a go at management on air. I would never do that now.
But I just... Great friend of the show, Effie, dropped by.
Jessica Malboy has confirmed her engagement to a good Greek boy.
Oh. Correct. If that's not the best news for him, because she's got cash flow like you wouldn't believe.
And could he be a cousin of yours? Do you know?
He could. We just say cousin just to be done with it. Just to save on the Ancestry.com feed.
Yesterday was a tough day for Jane with her daughter's last official day of school.
It's emotional when you just sort of realise that for all those years, it's,
Jane, tell us how you feel. What did it mean to you today?
She's gone. Jane, that took like 19 seconds.
But I'm on edge.
So in an attempt to lift her spirits...
Jane, in front of me, I have a Maxim's Hot 100 edition.
I was getting nervous.
Because you remember the first year, it was a deliberate snubbing. And then last year, bang, 89.
I don't want to let you down, Mick. How have I done this?
Well, you've gone up two places to 87.
Oh, well done.
Next year, I'm tipping mid-70s.
It's just what all women aspire
to. Is that right?
Well, I should point out the poo jog is at 84. So.
But with the news Dave's daughter needs braces...
Were you asking how much they are?
Yeah, well, I was.
Mick dropped this stunning accusation.
Dave's a tight ass.
That's offensive, calling someone a tight ass.
Oh, what are you going to do? It is. Take me to the HR department.
So we trawled through our archive for evidence of such behaviour.
Do you mind playing a little package I put together?
Stitcher.
Walk you through some on-air marbles.
That was my son's birthday.
What did you give yourself?
We got a Ferguson Player meat pie.
There you go.
You've had some chocolates here all week.
For the under-12s.
For your local footy club.
You checked the float because it should have been $50.
How much money was
there? $65 in the envelope.
So what did you do with the boat?
I might have spent it for lunch. I'll put it back in, though.
Another your birthday. Wife's birthday.
It was.
Where did you go for dinner?
She cooked dinner.
Hello, Lenny.
Oh, what a tight ass.
Lenny, I am not, mate. I'm not a tight ass.
You got nothing.
What do you mean? We bought a washing machine on the way. What's so weird about that?
Is that a birthday present for your wife?
Well, she did complain that when she was doing the washing on the weekend.
Dave. They pay you here, don't they? You're on a good wicket.
I got a parking ticket today, the Getz, at the front of my house.
Well, we might have set up a bit of a GoFundMe page.
We have to help pay Dave's $95. Parking fine. You're getting uncomfortable here, Dave.
Not a tight ass. No, I know. That's offensive by saying that. I'm not a tight ass.
That's fair enough.
Settle down.
That's fair enough.
When you rack it up like that.
No, it doesn't look great, does it? That was the week in review, and I'm still not. I am not.
You are a tight ass. Look, some people, everyone's different, but you really count your pennies.
I do not. I will shout at the pub. Everything
well,
for my family.
Well, that's a dying thing.
You
know what? Not shouting at the pub a lot anymore.
That's why you got so drunk at the Radio Awards last year, because it was free.
Free booze. I do like a free night.
Hey, I don't think it's just going to be Dave getting stuff for free at these Radio Awards. Oh, my God.
Triple M will be well represented in that department.
Oh, don't worry about that.
There'll be a few loose cannons on deck, won't there?
Yes, there will be. Definitely.
There'll be some poo jogging.
I'm not on
duty. I reckon the poo jogger will be in the room.
I'm not on duty in any form, am I?
You're on stage.
You've got hosting duties.
Oh, really?
Yes. You're hosting.
I'm not hosting.
Well, you're presenting an award.
Presenting? Who with?
Mick. I'm not sure. No, I think you're...
Both of you together. What do you mean?
No, both of us. We're together. We're up for an award called the Best On-Air Team. What do you think our chances are?
Who are you
up against? Notice that in the listing of all the people that we're up against, we're last.
That's a good sign.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not an afterthought.
Yeah, no. I've won 3 RAs. Did I mention that? Yeah, during the week?
What are we doing now?
We're saying goodbye. Normally we go around the grounds, but we can't because we don't have time.
No,
but we're in Brisbane.
The only thing I want to mention was Oktoberfest Brisbane 2019. a spectacular night. Miss Oktoberfest Brisbane. I might have a few beers and enter myself in that tonight.
Miss Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Good on you.
How do you think that would be funny?
Number 87, Maxim's Hot 100.
At the Brisbane Showgrounds,
as a bawdy
everybody.
Witch at an Oktoberfest.
Go to oktoberfestbrisbane.com.au and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Get your steins out.
That's right.
Well, I will.
All right.
Dave O'Neill.
Thank you to Triple M Brisbane and everyone up here for looking after us.
Thank you.
Charles Firth, Adam Rosenbach, Adam Shand and more will join us next week for Kennedy Malloy. Enjoy your weekend.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.